Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, the Trump train chugging and a-rolling and picking up new passengers to be on that Trump team. Good morning and welcome. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Right now it is 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Miami Dolphins. No, don't sing it. Dolphins beat the LA Rams last night, Monday Night Football, 23-15. And good job, Fins. And it was not a good job for the late, great John Robinson. Remember, he used to coach the Rams. He coached USC. The coaching great has passed away at the age of 89. And John Robinson, USC football coaching legend, inducted in the College Hall of Fame in 2018. He has died. This was announced yesterday, 89. Complications of pneumonia. He was from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Went to high school with John Madden. Yep, and played at Oregon as a tight end, member of the 1958 Rose Bowl team. And he got his coaching start with the Ducks as an assistant. Yep, then he moved on to the offensive coordinator, USC. And then he joined the Oakland Raiders staff under John Madden as a running backs coach. And so John Robinson, very well known during his time as a great football coach. He was 75-68 from the years 1983 through 1991, survived by his wife, four children, two stepchildren, 10 grandchildren. So rest in peace, John Robinson. And, well, if you watched any football during those years, you certainly know who he was. All right. Trump's expected to choose South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for Homeland Security Secretary already. Many men are leaving the United States, so that they hope that she busts them when they cross the border coming back. Okay, maybe not so much. President-elect Donald Trump, though, is expected to select South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, fill the role Homeland Security Secretary, fill the role. Can you imagine? I mean, anybody with a pulse would be better than Mayorkas. Don't get me started there. I'm trying to keep it positive. Noem, who was thought to be a potential running mate on the Trump ticket, remember that? But she served as governor there in South Dakota since 2019. So, yeah, anybody is going to do a better job than Mayorkas, for sure. And she'll end up working closely, I'm sure, with Tom Homan, who was announced as Trump's border czar.
Ooh.
And Homan was, what was he, Border Patrol chief? He had one of those positions.
Headed up ICE early
ICE,
on.
Okay.
Yeah. He's tough.
No-nonsense kind of guy, for sure. And already, you know, governors are coming out, Newsom and a couple of the other Democrat bozos in there. We're going to protect our illegals. Really? That's one of the reasons why you lost this election, Democrats. You don't get it. And good for you that you still don't get it. Keep up the good work there, Democrat governors. Yeah, like I said, Border Hawk Thomas Homan getting the border security job in the new administration. Homan's experienced border officer served as acting chief of ICE from 2017 to 2018. And that's the agency that's responsible for finding, arresting, and deporting illegal migrants. Homan strongly supported Trump during the 2024 election. The statement did not say Homan would be nominated to run the Department of Homeland Security or the ICE agency. So we know for sure Homeland Security's off because it's Kristi Noem. So if nominated by the Senate, by the Senate, he would have the funding, personnel, legal authority to deport many illegals. And but they're calling the position border czar. And and maybe one of the reasons why is because Kristi Noem is going to actually be Homeland Security Secretary, it looks like. But yeah, Homan's a no-nonsense tough guy. And, you know, the governors are going to maybe try to play games with him.
Oh, of course.
But, yeah, he's going to be a tough one. This is what you need.
Yes.
In this kind of a position. And, of course, the lefties and the lefty media are going to try to take any and all stories they can anecdotally and try to make it look like this is ruining someone's life, pulling mm-hmm. apart from their family, separating from this and all things that should have been considered before you decided to, you know, enter into the country.
And the president has said, who's first? Okay, how about the felons? How about the ones that are coming in, committing crimes, attacking Americans, killing Americans? He's not chasing down families. Although I have to say, I think Homan had kind of been addressed on that. Well, what about the family, you know, if it's part of them? Because, well, the whole family could go back. I mean, he was just like, bam, to the point. You're not going to nail him down. You're just not. You're not going to get him.
Well, and you've got, over a million migrants that have had their asylum case hearing.
Right.
They've been adjudicated. And the judge says you don't qualify under the law. And these folks are supposed to be removed.
Right.
You don't qualify for asylum.
Go home.
But they're not. Yeah, but they're not.
Exactly.
They're not leaving.
There's a lot they can do and not be getting in the territory that the Democrats are going to make it try to look like they are.
Just always remember the border crisis didn't happen by accident.
No.
It happened on purpose by Democrats, the Biden-Harris administration. Absolutely. All right. Some of the other top picks. I'll share that with you coming up. There's a bunch. All right. We've got so much to talk about on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, wherever you normally get your podcast. You can download it for free. Just click subscribe. Right now, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Marco!
Rubio!
That's not how you play. Gosh, you give everything away, Greg. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is another day in paradise, even though it's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is going to be an awesome day, and hopefully we're going to help with that process, get you fired up and pumped up. 6:21 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories. Team Trump is forming, and man, he's already made some great picks. Marco Rubio is going to be Secretary of State. I think that is an excellent pick. He is the son of immigrants, and every time he has spoken on foreign policy, he has made sense.
Uh-huh.
He speaks with clarity. I think he has a great understanding and grasp of the world, the geopolitical side of things, for sure. That's my opinion anyway. And apparently Trump agrees. So he's expected to nominate him, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. And the source noted that Trump could still change his mind at the last minute. But we also, I believe that the news had it. Eric. Was it top of the hour?
Eric Trump was kind of a fan.
Eric Trump. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, it looks like it's pretty much a done deal. And, you know, Rubio and Trump, they had their issues. But, you know, when you're going to run against somebody, it's going to happen. But
he had been somewhat on the short list, even for VP, going into this election season. So
that's true. They had patched things up, and Trump sees the value in what Rubio can bring to the table. I think that's good.
Smart.
Yep. Marco Rubio, son of Cuban exiles, first elected to the Senate in elected. I'm sorry. It's the Democrats that select people. Elected to the Senate in 2010.
That took a second to sink in, didn't it?
Yeah. You know, like they selected the candidate, for president.
Much, yeah. Yeah. Well, how'd that work out for him? Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, he's part of that Tea Party wave.
Yeah.
The Tea Party. Look, this really, what is happening right now is the Tea Party kind of coming to fruition after all these years really kind of taking hold, if you will. But anyway, he's known as a foreign policy hawk. He favors maintaining U.S. alliances overseas, including NATO. And he sits on both the Senate Intel Committee and the Foreign Relations Committee. And he's tough and he's smart in this area. I can't think of a better pick. I know that Pompeo is off any list now.
Right.
And I thought Pompeo did a fine job as Secretary of State. But I think Marco Rubio is going to be fantastic as well. And look, you got to have some great, smart picks right off the bat because the challenges are there. You know, the Middle East, it's simmering. Not good. You've got North Korean troops on the ground, allegedly, in Ukraine fighting on behalf of the Russians.
Wow.
Yeah. This
not good.
Yeah, it's not good. You know, yeah, how would you like to? Okay, welcome to the job. And then they dump this stack of folders on your desk. Let me know when you get through that because we've got a meeting in an hour. You know, it's going to be one of those kind of things, but he can handle it. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen former New York Representative Lee Zeldin to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. And Trump highlighted how Zeldin has a very strong legal background and been a true fighter for American first policies. Wow. I think this is going to be fantastic. Look, we want to protect our environment, but the EPA itself shouldn't be making up laws and rules and stuff that are going to impact a lot of businesses and cause them to have to jump through all these extraordinary hoops. We want somebody in there who's going to protect the environment. Nobody wants dirty water and dirty air.
Right.
But you have to make sure that things are streamlined enough to where, you know, business can operate at a profit in America.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, what are we doing?
So. There may be, and this is for car guys in particular, and car gals, you're included in the phrase car guys. This whole turn in the election could be really good. One, you're probably not going to have an electric car forced down your throat. But rumor is that a European-owned Stellantis, depending on how it works out, that if Dodge would decide to build instead of shipping a lot of things to Mexico, if they would build their performance cars here, American-made parts, they would then be exempt, potentially, from some of the tariffs that are going on. And it looks like they're even talking about, you know, because they were getting away from the whole Hemis and the V8s and going all in on the electric stuff.
You know, instead of the Hemi, they're all going to be 12-cylinder diesels.
Ooh, that would sound interesting.
Triple turbocharged.
Can we throw a supercharger in there, too?
Yes.
Might as well.
And they're going to burn ag diesel.
Hey, it's good for... Hey, we're doing that stupid 10% ethanol crap in our cars.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. Don't get me going. But it could be good in helping bring back the kind of the performance wars that were going on for a little while. And Chrysler could bring back some V8s instead of pushing all this electric crap.
That was...
I'd love to see that.
You know... If you have to run a big business and you see the changing direction when, you know, Biden took over and went to the far left on all this stuff and climate change is going to kill us all and all that, that had to be a tough position to be in to say, okay, we got to retool, we got to, you know, crank things up. And look, electric motors in our future, absolutely.
Sure.
I just think the hybrid offers a transitional phase that is exemplary. I mean, it's literally the best of both worlds. We can be energy efficient and yet very performance efficient. And the companies are going to understand that we want people building automobiles here,
America.
In the US of A.
That's right.
America. All right. Elise Stefanik picked to be the UN ambassador. We'll talk about that and so much more coming up. We've got Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. We'll be talking to him at approximately 8:05. So stick around, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, baby. Here it is. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the Trump train is rolling, baby. Picking up passengers, making the team absolutely an all-star team. Speaking of teams, Miami Dolphins beat the LA Rams last night, Monday Night Football, 23-15. But Trump has some great picks. National Security Advisor looks like it's going to be our own Mike Waltz, who we've had on the show many, many times. Love that guy. It looks like Rick Scott very well could be the Senate Majority Leader, but that's not a done deal yet, obviously. Stephen Miller is going to be a deputy chief of staff. This is he's a very, very intelligent guy. He just a little irritating sometimes in his delivery, but who cares about that? I mean, he is he's a smart guy. So that's going to work. Elise Stefanik from New York. She is going to be the UN ambassador. And Trump was roundly praised for nominating the House Conference Chair, Elise Stefanik. Trump's nomination reflects this vow to elevate stalwart American First Republicans into positions of power in his second administration. During his first administration, there was a lack of cohesion behind Trump's agenda. Yet not everybody was on board with his agenda, and he found out some people were not only not on board but were undermining him. Evidence emerges that Trump is about to unleash an economic boom, and I was just looking at another story here that a CEO, Kathy Wood, predicts Trump policies will turbocharge U.S. economy even more than the Reagan Revolution.
Interesting.
ARK investor CEO Kathy Wood. Yeah, she is. She sees a bright future ahead with Trump and his return to the White House, and predicted over the weekend that his policy will likely usher in economic growth not seen in decades. In post-election message to investors released on Sunday, Wood likened America's current economic situation to the early 80s, when Reagan's tax cuts combined with interest rates cuts by the Federal Reserve resulted in explosive growth that led to the U.S. eventually growing its way out of the deficit and ended with a surplus in the Clinton era. That's huge, to say the least. So, you know, is it too soon for a parade? Happy times are here again, singing and dancing? Perhaps. But I like the positivity, and man, have we been waiting for some positive stuff? We've had 4 years of just moaning and groaning and, you know, trying to punish American businesses every chance they got. It just it is absolutely a breath of fresh air. Ah, speaking of air, it's not so fresh. It's the same old blowhards. The UN Climate Summit is underway, kicked off yesterday in Azerbaijan. Yes, people rode boats to get there. They didn't burn any fossil fuels to get there. The UN Climate Summit, right? Wrong. And yeah, right in the shadow of Trump's election, a lot of key leaders not even showing up. So there's low expectations to begin with. And the summit, though, nonetheless, sees grandiose speeches on the need for a vast flow of money from rich countries to poorer ones. I talked about this when the whole climate change, when they were first trying to promote that, push that, and obviously frighten us, scare us. We're all going to die. The ocean's going to rise. All those predictions, you know, from 15 years ago, not one of them has come to pass. So, you know, but here we are still talking about it because wealth redistribution is something they're not going to give up on. It's just for a lot of these, you know, globalists, these one worlders, they need a mechanism for wealth redistribution. You have to lower the quality of life for Americans. That helps to explain why you've got this chaos, like with the borders, those high interest rates. We've got a debt that's maybe insurmountable. That kind of stuff is done on purpose. You see, the folks on the far left, they want to see a collapse and then the quote unquote, you know, rebirth of America in this socially just way and it being more globalized. But to do that, you've got to knock down our quality of life a great deal. And they've done their damage. Thank the good Lord above. All they got was 4 years. I'm telling you, they were getting ready to kick into high gear.
Well, I think your precursor was Obama. He kind of primed the pump.
Yep.
Because he was a globalist for sure. And then Trump came along and messed up everything for him. And then you're right. I think they probably decided, okay, we better get on this. Because we saw how Trump turned it around. We need to get it moving forward.
I remember reading, you know, some people that were pretty credible in prognostications of a global scale. And I remember them saying, if you think Obama is left of center, others will follow him. That'll make him look like a centrist. And and so then, you know, Trump came along. It's like, OK, I'm glad they were wrong about that. But then Biden came in and still, of course, I didn't want Biden to win, and he still got somehow, what, 14 million more votes than, anybody ever in the history of elections. But,
yeah. Where'd those 15 or 20 million people come from?
Oh, and where'd they go? Where'd they come from? Where'd they go?
They needed them again.
Yeah,
they
because, them. Well, because it was all, yeah. It was all real. Unreal.
Right.
So then, oh, here's Biden. I go, well, he's the normal, most normal of anyone on stage. So at least he'll probably have a little bit more of a centrist lean, maybe a little Bill Clinton-ish, like, you know.
Wow.
No, no, he was the guy. He was the guy that put the next steps into going further and further to the left, the globalist agenda and all of that. And but the good news is Americans woke up to a lot of it and said, no, that's not what America's about. We've got a lot more to talk about. We've got plenty of time. It is Tuesday, November 12th, and you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Trump train is a-rolling, making lots of great picks. Dolphins won last night, Monday Night Football, 23-15 over the L.A. Rams. All right, so got some great picks he's making, including a buddy of ours, congressman from right here in Florida, Mike Waltz.
Yes.
This guy's a Green Beret.
Oh, man.
Man, and we got to, you know, remember we met him? It was in Ocala, I think. Wasn't it an REC event in Ocala, I believe? And we've had him on the air many times, but what a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
I really like him.
Hey, Florida's taking over D.C. I mean, look at the list.
Yes.
I mean, we're taking over.
Rick Scott's going to be head of the Senate,
Probably.
Likely.
Yep.
Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. That's huge right there. And then you've got Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
Yeah.
Florida rocks.
Telling it. And since, you know, Donald Trump technically a Florida resident, we're starting at the top and filling the cabinet.
I like it.
Yep.
Hey, a driver killed 35 people, injured 43. A driver.
One driver.
Killed 35.
Wow.
Injured 43 when he deliberately rammed his car into people exercising at a sports center in the southern Chinese city of Zhuhai.
So here we would call that a mass killing, because if we've got four or more injured or killed, it's a mass shooting.
Mm-hmm.
This is 35 and 43?
Yeah. I mean,
that's a massacre.
Yeah. There was a concentration of people, and man, this guy plowing, 62-year-old man, being held. And one of the four hospitals that took in people for treatment said it had more than 20 injured. No motive was mentioned. Investigations obviously continue. Police identified the man only by his family name of Fan, F-A-N, consistent with the practice by Chinese authorities. Police statements that the vehicle knocked down a number of pedestrians Monday evening. That's
wow.
You knocked down a number of them?
Yeah.
Well, like bowling pins is like 10.
This is a big number.
He didn't just knock down. He was able to kill 35 and injure another 43.
That's unreal.
Yeah. It's just, wow.
That's tragic.
Yep. And, of course, anybody who was looking about the incident or information on Chinese social media were heavily censored on their platforms. And, only a couple of posts here and there, and a lot of that stuff was taken down. Chinese internet censors take extra care to scrub social media ahead of and during major events. Yeah, and apparently there was a major event that was coming there. It was the country's premier aviation exhibition. By the People's Liberation Army, you know, the PLA. They don't get talked about enough. They're the really tough guys when it comes to the commies.
Yeah.
Xi is like the face of it all, but it's the PLA side of it that really they're the very nasty ones.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same way with Korea, you know. We see Rocket Man is the head guy, but if he doesn't toe the line, well, first off, he's got a sister that's meaner than he is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's radical. And, the old-timers, they're pretty tough.
Well, that's why I think when Trump reached out initially to Kim Jong-un, I think that he wanted, I really believe that he was mm-hmm. ready for some reform and some change. And I think the hardliners got to him and said, well, you know, we'll just pop your head off like a dandelion, if that's what you're even thinking. And he's like, oh, yeah, let's just forget that whole thing. Yeah,
let's build some more rockets.
Yeah, America sucks. Yeah,
they're bad.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Sorry.
Yeah, heaven forbid I want something good for the people of my country.
President Donald Trump has chosen immigration expert Stephen Miller as his deputy chief of staff, according to a source close to the president-elect. It puts Trump's promise of pro-American immigration reform at the center of his presidency. And the claim was first posted by CNN on Monday. And I guess this, the expectations are he is going to be the deputy. That means he'll be working under Kristi Noem.
Hmm.
She's going to be the Homeland Security Secretary. I'm sorry, he'll be working under the chief of staff. He's deputy chief of staff. My bad on that. But anyway, Stephen Miller, a very smart guy. A little irritating when you hear him speak for too long. He's a regular guest, like on Fox News.
Mm.
Again, very smart guy.
Yeah.
You get, you know, I can only take so much of him, though. Even though his content is excellent. Maybe he can speak through an interpreter. Right?
Why not? That's funny. Sure.
Senator Rick Scott vows to prioritize Trump's mandate as leader. I believe in the Trump agenda. That bodes well for him. It looks like there's a very, very good chance that he is going to be the head of the Senate. Senate Majority Leader.
Yep. We touched on the red flag law thing yesterday because a couple of folks did call. I actually reached out to some of my really staunch, strong Second Amendment fans, of which we are anyway, but yeah, even farther than me. And they actually, even though they don't like that about Rick Scott, they still prefer him to the other two possible options that have been mentioned on the list. So maybe we have to follow that Ronald Reagan of, if we agree on 80%, you're still my friend kind of mentality here.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Look, if you believe in the Second Amendment, we're going to always have to be vigilant,
yes,
no matter who's in a leadership position.
Yep.
But that being said, I feel like we're going to be in much better hands than we have been for 4 years. That's for darn sure. All right. So let's keep it positive. Michael Reagan with a comment. I'll share it with you. Coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.